Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show. It's brought to you by Mercy Wellness. And you can find them, of course, they're going to be very busy in the next couple of days as we are looking at probably the biggest holiday for those who enjoy cannabis. It's coming up 420. Yay! So exciting. And of course, you can visit them at their store, which is located in Cotati, their dispensary there. They've got another one that's opening within hours, days, months, very close.
We hope within a month we'll happen to see with all these permits and everything too. You know how this goes.
Oh yeah, it does take a while. But very exciting to know that there will be another dispensary in Santa Rosa as well from Mercy Wellness. Here in studio with me, of course, is Emma Zorns. Emma is the education manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Emma.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. And I'm super excited to have Jennifer Merla. Jennifer is the North Bay account manager for NorCal Cannabis Company. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to
and
meet you.
You have a little friend who is with you as well. Polly the Pug is here.
Yes, Polly the Pug. Always
special
with
appearance.
Me.
Yeah.
So cute. And Jennifer, you can bring your microphone a little bit closer to you as well. And then on the line with us, joining us also from NorCal Cannabis Company, is Justin Benson, who likes to go just by Benson because he's cool like that. Justin, actually Benson, Vice President of Product at NorCal Cannabis Company. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
All righty. So let's start our conversation. Emma, before we do, I did mention just a little bit, tease about 420. How is Mercy celebrating this holiday this
year? Yes, I'd love to take an opportunity for a quick update on this. 420 will come up before we know it. Mm-hmm. Now we're having a week-long event for everybody, so it'll go from Friday, next Friday, till Tuesday. We'll have lots of promotions, 40-plus brands participating, food trucks almost every day. If you'd like more information about this, do check out our website. Give us a call. Reach out to us however you'd like, and we'll get you some info on that.
All right. That sounds really fun. Again, mercywellness.com is a great place to find out information about what they got going on. All right. So very excited to learn about NorCal Cannabis Company. Let's start off, Benson, if you can tell us a little bit about your history with cannabis and your role at NorCal Cannabis.
I grew up on a cannabis farm in Santa Cruz, and I've just been surrounded by cannabis my whole life. And as, you know, things changed in our industry, you know, going through Prop 215 and now through Prop 64, I've just been very fortunate to find the great company in NorCal, who is, I think the difference between NorCal and a lot of other companies is that it was founded by people from this industry. Mm-hmm. I think as, you know, time goes by, we're seeing a lot of those legacy people disappear and, you know, big corporations from Canada coming in and taking a large piece of the pie. And I just feel very blessed to be surrounded by people that love cannabis.
That's awesome. And with that, what do you do for NorCal Cannabis?
I do all of the allocations. So, you know, we grow about 2,600 pounds a month, and it all needs to find a home. And so I try to, you know, essentially embody the 18-year-old in me who, you know, started smoking cannabis, and, you know, what did I like, and what, you know, what price point, and, you know, what is a fair value? And I think that I'm in a really fortunate spot where I, you know, I love cannabis, and I try to think of the consumer first. And, you know, on a day-to-day, we're just, you know, trying to figure out what brand to put what cannabis in, and how it'll make somebody happy.
What an exciting role to have, certainly. And underneath NorCal Cannabis, I understand you have 4 or 5 different brands as well?
Yeah. We have One Life, which is kind of a street art and skateboarding brand. We have Panacea. That's my brand that I've grown since 2014. And then we have Lolo, of course, which is our kind of budget, you know, consumer brand. And then we do some white labeling for a couple of different brands as well.
That is awesome. And I know you started way back in 2014 in the 215 days with a dispensary in San Francisco, correct, too?
No, I didn't. People have used the name Panacea, you know, because it means cure all your ailments in Latin. So there's been a couple of things that have popped up. I've been using the name a little bit longer than that, but I started winning awards with the name in 2014, mainly for hydrocarbon extraction.
Sure.
I won the, you know, best overall at Chalice twice for making live resin. I had a farm in Bonnie Dune, which is a, you know, area in Santa Cruz with a couple big greenhouses, and you know, we run it all into oil, and that's kind of where my brand started. I grew up in Santa Cruz, and I was on the board of directors of WAM, which is the Women Alliance of Medical Marijuana, and that's my godmother and godfather, so I've known them since I was a toddler.
It's in the family.
For listeners who don't know about WAM, like this is pretty much cannabis royalty that you're talking about right now. Can you explain a little bit more about them, who they are, and why it's so significant?
Yeah, Valerie Carrell was the first person to claim medical defense in the state of California and win. Her and Dennis Perrone went on to write Prop 215, and WAM has been, you know, WAM's given away over $30 million worth of cannabis in the last 20 years to terminally ill people. They've also buried about 300 people up on the property, my father being one of them, Timothy Leary being another one of them. It's kind of the birthplace of medical marijuana in you know, California.
Right.
I've always believed in giving away cannabis. It's, you know, on my farm, I grew hundreds of pounds of CBD and turned it into capsules and, you know, tried to get it to people that needed it. And, I've always been blessed to be able to make a living, you know, with cannabis, but I also felt that it was incredibly important to give it away because it's not that expensive to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to always be very expensive to buy.
Right.
And the people that need it most are generally the ones that are getting kind of the short end of the stick. And I'm glad that, you know, recently Prop 64 has kind of opened up to a little bit of you know, being able to give it away. Not nearly as much as it should, of course. I'm looking forward to, you know, those laws changing and generous farms like Farmer and the Felon giving away cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a lot of people that are trying to, you know, propel WAM into that next, you know, realm of being able to, you know, navigate the harsh system that we're in right now.
Yeah, that Prop SB 34 as well, the addition of this and medical cannabis being able to be distributed at low or no cost is so important to many of us. Thank you for sharing all that.
Yes. Yeah.
And with that too, since you've had so much experience with all these different aspects of cannabis, what advice could you offer to someone starting in the industry, both as a consumer and a producer?
As a consumer, my first thing would be to ignore THC percentages. Use your nose. You know, smell. If something smells good to you, it's probably going to, you know, be good for you. It's going to vibrate with your energy. And, you know, if it doesn't smell good to you, it's probably not. And I know that from personal experience. If I smell a haze or a jack, I'm instantly kind of turned off to it. If I smell something purple or OG, I'm attracted to it. And my body chemistry agrees with my nose. So that's what I usually try to tell people is ignore the big fake number of THC and let your nose guide you.
Yeah.
For people trying to get into this industry, I would say, you know, try and find an environment where they're willing, there's learning available. A lot of people in this industry, they want to fill a role, and there's no way of working up. And you're going to be able to tell right away whether it's a learning environment or if everything's kind of just corporate and keep your head down and do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I also worked in fine dining, and I always picked, you know, going in and being a dishwasher at an amazing restaurant, and being exposed to amazing things is going to be a lot better than being a chef at, you know, a crappy restaurant. So
I would
suggest go find somebody that does amazing products and, you know, that is passionate about it, and get a job there doing whatever and work your way up rather than, you know, just being a clog in the wheel.
That is so smart, and that's smart advice no matter what.
Absolutely.
I got into radio at the radio station that I absolutely love, that I listen to all the time. I was an intern there, and then just worked my way up. Like, that's exactly what you need to do. All right, we are talking with Benson. Benson is Vice President and Product at NorCal Cannabis Company. Jennifer Merla is here. She is North Bay Account Manager at NorCal Cannabis Company. Of course, Emma Zorns is here. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You are listening to Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness on KSLP.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
I have a question for you. Do you want to feel better? 2020 has been a wrecking ball year, hasn't it? Still, people persevere. But it's harder. Some days more than others. Sleep is harder to come by. Anxiety spills over into everything. You realize you're just not having as much fun. Mercy Wellness, the top cannabis dispensary in the North Bay, wants to help you feel better. The Mercy Wellness staff is well trained to help you select the right cannabis products for the effects you want. Cannabis sells itself, they say. It matters more who you buy it from. Mercy Wellness has earned that spot. Let Mercy help you feel better right now, safely and securely, in our beautiful store in Cotati, or we will deliver to your doorstep. See you soon.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis. This Saturday on The Wine Road, you'll hear about Down to Earth Month, celebrating sustainability as Earth Day approaches. Nancy Light of the Wine Institute will share details of the planned events. And you'll hear my conversation with winemaker David Ramey of Ramey Wine Cellars. On the Wine Road is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa and Smothers European Volvo Cars on the Corbiato Row. Join us this Saturday at 1:05 p.m. here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness, every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show that is brought to you by Mercy Wellness. You can find out more details at mercywellness.com. Emma Zorns is the education manager there. And in studio with us is Jennifer Merla and Polly the Pug. Jennifer is the North Bay account manager for NorCal Cannabis Company. And on the line with us is Benson. He is the vice president of product at NorCal Cannabis Company. And Emma, why don't you go ahead and take it away? Where do we want to go next?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to mention, too, one of my favorite quotes from SC Labs is you don't pick your alcohol choice by the ABV content, just as you wouldn't pick your content or your cannabis product for the content of THC.
Right.
In it too.
Oh my gosh, that's so smart. I love that.
It's an easy way to remember it too, right? Like, there's absolutely different effects and different tastes with everything.
Sure, sure. Exactly. Yes, I don't go and pick out a Cabernet and say, I want one that's 14% alcohol.
It's quite a specific request,
right?
Yes. And again, thank you, Justin, or Benson, I should say, for joining us. And, you know, is there something you could share with us that allows us to really have a connection to you and your brands, too?
Off the top of my head, I would say that in general, you want to pick cannabis that is from a company that is from this industry.
Sure.
I can't stress that enough, that there's just, you know, so many people out there doing this, and, you know, try to, you know, whether you're picking my cannabis or somebody else's, pick it from somebody that's a legacy operator.
Yep.
These times are really tough, and we need to support people that have been doing this, not that just came in at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have so many friends in this industry, and I buy their products, they buy mine, and I just think that you know, that camaraderie and supporting each other. I don't look at this as they aren't my competition. You know, it's golf as far as I'm concerned. You're kind of playing against yourself and trying to serve the plant. And the better that you have a connection with the plant, I believe the more successful you're going to be. But only time will tell, right?
Yes. Yeah. There's so much importance in supporting local. And I understand you all also employ nearly over 1,000 people, too?
When we were doing full deliveries, we had about that many people. I think we're at about 300 right now locally in Sonoma County. We had a lot of delivery in San Francisco for a while, so there was quite a few more employees down there. But locally, I think we're at about 300.
That's amazing.
Amazing people, by the way. Moving from Santa Cruz up here, I can't say enough about the people that I work with, from the harvest crew to the cultivation crew, just amazing people who all love cannabis. And, you know, COVID has really all brought us together. And, you know, it's been really interesting time this last year. And thank goodness we're essential workers, right?
Yes. There's
Funny
a lot
enough.
Of people who are thankful that the cannabis and the people in the industry were determined so important that we could not stop that. That was very smart, and they had a lot of foresight at the state level to come up with that. There is mutual love. I heard a little rumor before we went on the air that you're getting kisses blown at you from someone at Mercy.
Oh, yes, Benson. Joe would like to extend a kiss towards you. I couldn't quite blow you a kiss in person, so I hope to extend this virtually to you.
I'm a big fan of Joe. I mean, he's one of the pickiest buyers in this industry by far.
We take that with pride, yes.
Yeah. Mercy does an amazing job at, you know, not only, you know, kind of towing that line of local, but really high quality.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say enough good things about Joe.
So I do have a question. Benson brought up the fact that it's important to try to find legacy brands. If you are someone who is not familiar with, which brands those are, is that a question you could ask a bud tender at Mercy and have them help you figure that out?
Certainly. We do have a few legacy growers and strains on our shelves,
okay.
You know, so I could speak of a few, including Ridgeline, some of my favorites personally.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely stop in. We can show you those options for you, too.
Great. Because that is something. I mean, as we get more options in the cannabis world, as all of this expands and grows, that could be a reason for, you know, you to choose one or over another, because you want to support legacy brands and know the value of all of the knowledge and all the experience and time that they put into those products. So another reason to pick something over another product. That's great.
Absolutely.
And then I believe you were starting to talk a little bit about COVID. Tell us about how COVID impacted business
for you. That was when the lockdowns happened and we were able to work, there was a lot of fear with the unknown. But our teams all kind of, came together and, we made a lot of changes to give everybody space, but yet keep operating, because everyone needed to feed their families first and foremost, and stay busy. And I think, it was very good for all of our sanity as well to be able to keep working through all of that chaos. And I think it's just made us a much tighter team. The other thing that happened at the same time was our sales all started going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone staying at home, I'd have to guess that if a consumer was smoking, an eighth to a quarter a week, they started smoking an eighth a day, just by sitting home. I know my consumption went way up. Mm-hmm. I think it just it was really interesting to see, as it becomes more legal in other states, the consumption's just going, up. And I think COVID really probably accentuated that more than alcohol, where people became, more relaxed and passed the time with smoking some weed.
Absolutely. And I mean, people had all the more time maybe too to research and understand these options, right, too, given many of us were laying low for that brief moment too. Now, with COVID, not knowing the trajectory going forward, what do you see the future for NorCal Cannabis?
Well, I mean, just to kind of touch the last part I'll say about COVID, I think the thing that we saw mostly also was our brand Lolo exploded. And it's because Lolo is like no frills. There's no marketing with it. It's just clean packaging. And it's a really high quality product at a super low price. And I think we saw just such a demand for it because, people are on a budget now. They're very cost conscious, and we were able to offer, I believe the best indoor product at the best price. They're smaller buds. They're not, there's not as much grading that goes into it, but the product itself is fantastic. It's the same product we grow for all of our brands. It's just kind of the smaller stuff. And we saw this tremendous love for the brand of Lolo. And I know that is a brand that you can get at Mercy. And I hope you all go try it. It's just a fantastic product that I'm very passionate about because of the price point.
Yeah.
That is the determining factor for a lot of people when they're buying a product is the price and the percentage of THC. And I think Lolo is just a great product for daily consumption.
Right. And also, if you think about it, I mean, a lot of times you are grinding up or breaking up the buds anyway. So what the size of them doesn't really matter that much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As most people will tell you, size doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I love that play on words too. Lolo.
Yep. Low price. Love it. All right, so you've got so many exciting brands already under NorCal. Can you tell us a little bit about things that might be coming up in the future, new developments, new products?
We're doing, more in-house extractions and vape carts. I've been making vape carts for a long time, and we've finally got a 100% cannabis product that is, really good that I can stand behind. The thing with vape carts is you really want to trust the person who's making them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, of shenanigans that you can do while making a vape cart to make a lot of money.
You could cut a lot of corners.
It's working very hard to make a very high quality vape cart that we can stand behind. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our next big push. So I'm excited about that. And, just opening up more cultivation. We want to grow more cannabis so we can, keep our prices low and get more cannabis out there for people that like our brand.
Awesome. And may I ask about the carts too? Any information about the hardware? I know that's something that we get a lot of questions about, where it's sourced from, the metals, the materials. Could you expand on that?
Yeah. So that's one of the things that we're most excited about. In the past, we've only used really high-end C-cell carts that are tested through multiple organizations that determine they're clean. And we're excited about this new cart that we found that is 100% ceramic.
Oh, cool.
And super clean. So that's kind of why we're diving in, is that the hardware in the past has been very hard to get good quality hardware, and we finally found a partner that has that.
Wow, congratulations. That'll be exciting to look for. Is that under a particular brand?
I think you'll see it under all our brands.
Okay.
Our brands definitely hit different people. The same person that's buying a Panacea eighth for $60 is not buying, a Lolo eighth for $30.
Right.
It's just there's different price points, and that's the thing that I've focused on, is grading our products so that each one of them stands on their own for the price that they're getting.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
Benson, this was such a nice opportunity to talk with you and learn more about NorCal Cannabis Company, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Jennifer Merla, thank you for bringing Polly the Pug along with us. It was great to meet both of you.
Thank you so much. We had the best time.
And Emma, I will see you very soon.
Yes, much love, Michelle. Thank you always.
Of course. And be sure to check out the Mercy Wellness website, mercywellness.com, because you can find out all about the wonderful things that they're doing to celebrate 420. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.